Hello, After Buzzers. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show, and tonight's episode is Dubai Days. It's Season 6, Episode 18. We're going to be desert chic tonight. That and more coming up next. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, After Buzzers. Get in the spirit of the Arabian Nights. We're going to be discussing crazy Lisa Rinna and more. I just think that there's just so much to talk about. We need to get started. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel here tonight joining me.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you guys can reach out to me on Twitter at Megan Stecker.
Hey, guys. I'm Christy Olsen, and you can hit me up at Christy Reports.
Nice. And if you're getting some 90s vibes, what are we listening to here?
Ooh, Aladdin.
Yes. Just to kind of play up the whole Middle East, Dubai theme of this episode. First of all, I came into this studio tonight irritated. I don't know how you feel about this show, but Lisa Rinna to me ruined the trip, not only for herself, but for me as a viewer.
Agreed.
She ruined the whole experience. Everyone else was having fun, smoking hookah, eating camel, buying clothes, and any chance she got, she had to discuss what was said not only 5 months ago, but even 5 minutes ago, as just chip, constant talking.
Wasn't it three nights in a row she brought up the issue and they finally talked about it on the third night? Like, it took her that long to get it recognized.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, she doesn't just seem to realize that it's okay to have fun on a reality show. It doesn't have to be 110% drama. It's not a soap opera, Lisa. Come on.
Yes, it was just very redundant. I have more notes than I've ever taken here at AfterBuzz. So, bear with me, please. So, let's talk about the beginning, though, where the ladies had to all go in these different directions to be able to talk about one another.
Yes, that's what Christy said,
that's
too.
That's exactly what we thought.
Yeah. Just to remind everyone, Christy and I watched separately from Grant.
Yes.
So, we're comparing our reactions we had at different times.
Right, yes. And we want to give a quick shout-out to Fern, who's back on the East Coast enjoying her Easter holiday. Fern, we miss you, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, girl.
Smooches.
The ladies went to go see the Sea Lion Point, Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle, where Lisa Vanderpump found everything to be romantic and sexy.
I mean, how could you blame her?
Oh, a baby look. Sea lion is so sexy.
Sexy, yes. Lion. And then the spa, that was Rinna and Catherine. I would go to the spa, but not for those two. And then the aquarium, Eileen seemed very redundant. Even she said it, like, it's really like,
I know, she's already in the aquarium bedroom. Does she really have to go to the aquarium?
She should have gone scuba diving.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she would probably do that.
Can we talk about the random diver being right outside of her shower this morning? I mean, did she get seen in the nude?
She didn't
that's
say
too
that.
Much for me.
And I feel like she would have. There would have been a whole big long story if she had.
Yeah, I mean, you got to warn a girl.
Yeah.
This is giving me vibes of when, what is her name, Kendra had her show. And I believe it was still running on E. And she's... was living in the high rise in Philly when Hank got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles,
right away.
And she got caught in her skivvies by the guy window washing.
I remember
like
that.
Like, it gave me those vibes.
Also, Kendra's show has not technically been canceled on Wii. Never.
Well, Kendra
and
on top.
Neither has the Real Housewives of Miami. And where are those girls at? Just saying.
Touche, Grant Rutter. Touché.
Just saying. Never a fan. Just never a fan.
That's such a good point.
But I
that
am.
Still has not been officially canceled.
I am looking forward to that.
I haven't swallowed my drink at all.
I am looking forward to the Real Housewives of Dallas, and you can catch that here at AfterBuzz TV when it premieres on April 11th. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes, but bless your heart.
Before we get to that point, let's talk about the conversations that were had. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of the same points in these notes because it was Eileen and Rinna talking any chance they could get about what was going on. Erica questions if something. She initially questions if something is behind the fact that Rinna is so enraged over this photo that was put on Instagram. So I thought we were going to go somewhere with this, but no. But it's still about Rinna and her thoughts about everything. Feel free to jump in because I have so many little things that I picked up on. So if there's anything major, please shout it out. Eileen runs over to Rinna at the beginning of this episode. And Erica, she says that Erica doesn't understand why you would be enraged. And so be prepared to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It seems like Eileen has this little common theme of setting up Rinna to have certain discussions, but yet she's openly disappointed in Rinna that she doesn't really show her teeth when she's kind of called to the carpet.
Yeah, yes. She's trying to encourage her to get in there and stop just talking to Eileen about these feelings and thoughts and, like, get them out there to the other ladies.
Here's the thing, and since you're our resident soap opera expert, Grant, I will maybe direct this toward you. I feel like maybe soap operas have gotten so low budget now that maybe the actors have begun writing their own scripts. And maybe that's where Rinna and Eileen are getting all of their ideas about all their shenanigans this season, because they really can't take it. It's like Rinna will throw out one bad idea trying to get attention on the show, and then she has to live with it and replay it and replay it. And it's Eileen's calling, or who Erica called her out for using the word, you know, enraged. Mm-hmm. And she just has to sit there and own it with her eyes bugging out and, like, nodding and smiling. And it's so ridiculous.
These ladies are drama queens, but not even in daytime television do they have a storyline so redundant and repetitive. And I mean, you know, to the writers that are writing for daytime, there are some left.
Shout out.
Yeah, so they're there, but, you know, they're pretty recycled these days. And so it's a lot of the same storyline, same things moving on. But no one has had to fight over a Brandy photo, over, you know, that no one's even upset about. That's, I mean, I have not seen that yet play out on television. Only on this show.
Did you guys think that Lisa, Rinna, and Eileen were wearing the same muumuu when I think it was Rinna was in the apartment and she opened the door for Eileen? I screamed. I was like, oh, they're wearing the same thing. They weren't the same dress, but they looked so similar.
Same colors, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the muumuu's a muumuu's a muumuu.
I just can't with all these women and all their money and all their resources. Like, Erica did it right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I also don't think she necessarily needed the glam squad to come along to look as good as she's looking. Like, if they would have just packed the outfits for her with the hair and makeup, I feel like she's still killing it. And these other women, it's like these muumuus are straight up Mrs. Roper still. I'm surprised.
Well, they're all dressed the same.
Yeah.
Except when they went to that supermarket. And that those were questionable outfits,
what
too.
Also, yes, doesn't, very. It also doesn't look classy enough to me. Like, they look very tacky. Sorry to say.
Yeah, I mean, I
do
was
we
like,
blame Kyle for this or LVP?
Well, I think you want to blame Kyle, right?
I do.
I have been to her store, though, and there were a lot of those.
Were there?
Muumuus, yes. A lot of them. But I think they were more like beach cover-ups, but isn't all the same?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway.
You didn't buy one either way.
No. Please. What's interesting in her store is there's a lot of, like, pot-related memorabilia, like, stuff. And
stop
it's funny
it.
That she doesn't smoke, as she let us know, but she really does, but she doesn't, as she wants us
she
to believe.
She did with Brandy that one time.
Yes, yes.
So is their customer is a pothead? I don't get it.
I don't know, but if I had a fancy store in Beverly Hills, I would not have drug paraphernalia for sale. Just saying.
Touche.
Yeah, dude, right next to Villa Blanca? Come on.
Giving you a look. So the Arabian Nights dinner was in play after they went on their jeeps and they looked at Gizmo the Falcon.
This is so stupid to me, by the way. They tied the things around their head.
Yeah, what was that supposed to do?
They go on like a 2-minute jeep ride and act like their lives are ending. And then the stupid hawk with his leather helmet. What was that?
It was a falcon.
Oh, falcon excuse me.
That reminded me.
Like, they all thought they were in the Sex and the City movie whole trip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, they at least got the most glam picnic I've ever seen in that movie once they got done their little Jeep ride. They didn't have to watch that little bird to fly
I am
around.
So done with Sex and the City references at this point.
Yes.
First
I'm like,
all,
we got it. We got it.
That movie was a train wreck. So let's not model our vacation after it.
Yeah, dude. And no one over the age of like 40 saw the sequel. Like, they're just aging themselves by bringing it up. It was the sequel where they went to Dubai, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw a minute. Couldn't be honest. I couldn't be bothered to be honest. But, yeah, no, this whole thing about the Falcon, everything reminded me of Real Housewives of Cheshire with all these, like, things they have to plant to, like, make them look like they're doing stuff as friends.
Okay.
You know, it's like, all right, we're all going to go out and have fun at these events, but whatever. The dinner happened, and no one wanted to eat camel. Rinna quickly brings up that everyone is talking about Yolanda. And then Erica asks, they have this back and forth. Erica asks why she was so enraged and if Rinna likes Yolanda. And then this was an interesting question to Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
Just say no. Nobody answers
terrible
a question that way.
Terrible deflection. Terrible deflection.
That was a deflection, baby.
It was hashtag basic.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm going to give her a hashtag basic. Mm. Also, I would like to point out that I thought Eric looked so fierce at this time. I give her Dubai Best Dubai Barbie Award.
Nice, nice. Love it. High praise.
I thought the under-eye makeup was a little heavy, but I love the glitter on top. I thought so, too,
yeah. Oh, I thought it was appropriate, necessary.
It was a little raccoon-y for me, just saying.
Ooh,
little...
I thought it was necessary. That braid was everything. How do you do that? Do you have to, like, buy a fake hair and do that?
You have to buy a group of gays. I mean, really, though. That's what she did.
And fake hair. Yeah.
Anyway, Rinna says that was an interesting question. And then Rinna asks Erica, what do you think of me? What do you think of the group? Well, what could go wrong with this question?
She's a really good instigator.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're opening up the door.
It's just so blatant to me.
And
so
then
blatant.
The whole question about, well, did you judge me? Well, what do you think? Why would you judge me? Well, the video is just so sexual, I had to shield my eyes. Well, didn't you do Playboy twice?
So ridiculous. And didn't she cop to watching porn? Like, didn't she say that her and Harry
watched
porn?
Yes. It was stupid. But I'm glad we finally got to see Erica call her out, because it's been so many times in the interview portion that Erica says, bitch, you did Playboy twice. So I was happy we finally got to see the confrontation. And Rinna was just as emotionless as ever. Like, yeah, so...
This irritated the hell out of me, the whole process with this discussion. Mm-hmm. Because if that music video was that graphic, it would not be on YouTube. Or it would be like an 18 plus. It is no different than anything Rihanna or Britney has and have will do on there. I mean, you know, the video is, it's like, it's fun. Get behind it or don't watch it. It was not rated X.
No, and why would Lisa Rinna decide to just like start presenting this prude image? Like, we know that's not her. We know you've done Playboy. You're talking about the porn and the bush and the whole thing. Like, we're not gonna buy that. Like, she's, if that's her new angle, like, oh, it's too much for me. It's like, no. Pick a different angle. Sorry.
She's jealous because she's already wearing diapers. But oh. I digress.
Love that. But I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but just saying, like,
but I am.
Come on. I mean, this whole Lisa Rinna had a problem with everything said, everything that happened in this whole episode. She couldn't enjoy herself. She couldn't find anything positive to say, really, about anyone except her girl Eileen. And it just got to be very negative.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to be the star. It's not working.
She's engaged and enraged.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Hashtag that.
She's really trying to hijack the season, and it's not. Yeah. I think she thought this was her opportunity to be the shit stirrer on the big vacation where there's always a lot of shit stirred, and it's just not working out. Mm. They're really not taking the bait. I mean, she brought up the whole issue tonight. If nobody really cared, and it was a fight for another two nights. Or she had to bring it up two more nights for it to turn into a fight. Like, good try.
I mean, A for effort.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to the Real Housewives of Orange County. Weren't they in Dubai and Tamara ran away in her bare feet in the hotel?
Yes.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, that trip was actually like fun, and then it built up to that. It wasn't like this where it was like every scene we have to have a discussion. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like that a little better.
Yeah, dude, no one quit the show on this one. No one said, you'll never see me. Remember Tamara running with her shoes like, you'll never see me again.
They all get on a plane together for the next 18 hours. Ridiculous. But so let's get into it. The discussion, I don't even know where to begin with all of this, but Lisa Vanderpump feels that Lisa Rinna was going to bring everybody into the Munchausen's commentary, discussion, reading of the Wikipedia. But then Lisa Rinna says that, God help me out here, that Lisa Vanderpump said, why didn't you bring Kyle into this situation? And now Kyle says that Lisa Rinna was possibly going to bring her into it, or should have brought her into it. Or why didn't she bring you into it? Is that what we're saying here?
I'm thoroughly confused now that you've explained it.
Yeah.
I have wrote this down and erased it and rewrote it, but that's kind of what I got out of it. That Lisa Vanderpump wanted to implement Kyle into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, it makes me wonder what other conversations we've missed out on. Like, these were days, like you said, these were shoot days. This was when Lisa Vanderpump said she was walking Rinna out of her house after a shoot. Like, why didn't the cameras follow her? I know there are only so many cameras, but, like, what else have we missed? Like, come on.
Right. Like, did Rinna already take her mic off and that's why we can't use this footage? Like, I really can't stand when we fight over things that the audience hasn't seen, because it becomes very confusing to us. Mm-hmm. We can't pick a side. So now it's all listening to both of them argue and who are we going to choose. And I think both of them are liars. Right. I don't know.
Well, everyone was upset because everyone couldn't understand Kyle's relationship with Lisa Vanderpump because Kyle knew what Lisa Vanderpump was doing by saying, why didn't you implement Kyle? Or don't bring us all into this. Whatever she said and whatever she will admit or not admit. But I want to be clear, though, about what Lisa Rinna is coming from. And she believes that it was Lisa Vanderpump that said, why don't you bring Kyle into this? Correct?
Say that one more time? Okay.
Lisa Rinna believes that Lisa Vanderpump said, why don't you bring Kyle into this? Or why aren't you looping Kyle into this as well? Because that was shady on their part because Lisa Rinna was making it seem like, oh, everyone's been talking about this. So then Lisa Vanderpump thought that Lisa Rinna was going to bring everybody down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
I want to get this right because before I came on AfterBuzz, I would tune into AfterBuzz to get clarification on things like this that I was confused about. So I want to make sure that we are answering anyone's questions because this is what we're here to do. So I hope that will kind of be helpful. But I can't make it any more clear than that because that's how it was presented to us many different ways.
And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm so confused because we didn't actually see what happened. So we don't have a version of the truth to go off of. We have two people that constantly change their stories mm-hmm. and are not known truth tellers.
Yep. I do believe, though, that Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle never said anything about Munchausen until Lisa Rinna brought it up.
I do believe that.
I'm sure they talked about Yolanda and sent pictures, but I don't think that's why they keep saying, well, I didn't say that about Munchausen, because that was probably the one thing they didn't say. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Well, the chat roll is just kind of weighing in. They hate, too, that we didn't see this conversation on camera. Zia Marie said, Jasmine Grace said we didn't see the conversation on camera, so we got that. Zia Marie said, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. They're just all over the place.
Oh, okay, yeah. It moves quick, guys. It moves quick.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We'll take a break from that real quick, and we'll talk about the supermarket scenes, which I thought kind of maybe could have been, like, cut, but it was a good break from all the discussion. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why the show is an hour and 15 minutes, mm-hmm. but it gives us a lot to talk about, 3 pages worth of notes. So at the supermarket, we get to see how these women stay wealthy by being cheap and bargaining as much as they can.
Yeah, this came off as so tacky, right?
Very tacky.
Really? It's like America is the only place people don't barter. So I feel like it was very normal.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I just think that these women are supposed to believe they live these ostentatious lifestyles and stay in $40,000 a night rooms. Then they're fighting over, not fighting, but they're bargaining and there's a roach on someone's clothes. That would have been it for me.
That was a lot.
Oh, yeah. That would have been the end of it. But, you know, you'd think they would come and be like, oh, we're bringing our money to the local economy and, you know, we're giving it to the people and, you know.
Look, my parents always said the 30 bucks that or whatever. The wealthy stay wealthy by being penny pinchers and holding on to their money.
So. Now, that is very true. That is true. Yes.
But I wanted to say what stuck out to me was Erica really not wanting to go on this part of the trip and thought it was so tacky and that it was going to be a rude awakening for the ladies to go.
Yeah, she's like warning
it's
so, them.
She was like, I've been to one. It's blah, whatever. They're in for a rude awakening. I thought it was exactly what they were expecting, and they found all the tchotchkes they were hoping to buy, and that it was I don't know. It just was weird to me that they inserted that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Erica was expecting more roaches.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered with one. Maybe I will not go there. That would have been it. I would have been never left the hotel.
Maybe that's what she was right about. They were in for a rude awakening. Mm. Well, you know what? I'm happy it happened to Kathy.
So Lisa Rinna, instead of shopping and enjoying herself, she pulls Eileen to the side. Can I come to your room later? She's like all nervous. She's like, we need to talk. Like, I need to come to your room. Like, oh, will you enjoy yourself for 2 minutes? And then she says that she, at this point in the trip, I'm blown away. She is blown away that Lisa Vanderpump lied to her the night before.
Somebody no loved her ever. Thesaurus along on this trip.
No one's ever lied to her face like that. Mm. Please.
Welcome to reality TV, honey.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So then they went to Nobu, Dubai, and Lisa Rinna again. I don't mean to keep it like harping on her, but she's like, oh my God, I love Nobu. Like, oh, I'm so excited to be here. It's like, okay, kind of random. She's
probably just like every other Nobu you meet in every major city around the world.
Here's why she was so excited. She probably, it looked to me at that Arabian dinner, like she ate two bites and put her fork down. I felt like they made a very conscious edit in showing that she stopped eating while everyone was still eating. It's a quick shot, but I really
noticed it. She was so upset, she probably couldn't keep the food down. Well, I was nervous.
And the whole, like, camel's meat, camel's milk they were drinking. Ugh. I think that she was very excited to be like, oh, sushi, okay, I know this. I already know the menu. It's the same in L.A. Great.
Yeah, maybe,
You know, send us a crispy tuna, whatever.
Yep. Well, this is when she let the ladies know immediately, like as soon as they sat down, that Lisa Vanderpump lied to her the night before and she brought Kyle into the situation. And then basically, you know, Lisa Vanderpump manipulated Kyle the whole time. This is that conversation.
Well, Kyle totally backed her up. She's like, look, she backed up Vanderpump. She was like,
oh, yeah,
I'm
we'll
not as,
up, there,
as
yeah.
upset as I should be. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
This happened at this dinner. I'm confused. Yeah. These women ate the whole damn hour and 15 minutes, so I'm confusing the dinners, but go ahead.
No, she was just like, look, yeah, well, I'm not as upset as I should be because I've tried really hard with Lisa working on our relationship. We're finally in a good place. I'm like, you two made a great pact for this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been 6 hard years with them, and they're like, you know what? We're in this together.
But I can understand her explanation, though, about her relationship with her sisters, and she just wants someone to have fun with. But I hate to say it, but those types of relationships, they just don't last. Mm-hmm. If it's built on something that's for convenience and it's not truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, if there's, like, betrayal and not really a good trust, but you're buddies with someone just to have someone, that's not, like, real. You know, you can't take that too far. It's just surface and phony, but maybe that's how it is in Beverly Hills with all these relationships.
The whole thing just made me wonder what LVP has on Kyle.
Ooh.
Right? I mean, why else would she just be like, sure, great, whatever she says. No, she's fine, and she loves me, and it's okay, and I'm not going to start anything with her. It's like, why are you so scared?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so scared, Kyle? Mm. I don't know, just made me suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Now, how come no one's talking about this on the show? Now, that's something that someone could,
I'm saying.
Tear holes into that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then Lisa Rinna says that she does a lot of talking in her bedroom. Doesn't she do a lot of talking in those meetings, those interviews? It's like that woman is talking up a storm. She says that Lisa Vanderpump does not like Yolanda, and she's been looking for a way to get, you know, to bring her down, and she's using Lisa Rinna to do all of her dirty work, and then we get into the whole scapegoat business again. Eileen, she's just, I don't know, what am I saying here? We're going to go to the dinner now. We'll go to the final dinner on the beach, which Erica feels she's looking too good to be at.
And she was.
Yes. Well, Rinna enters the dinner stating that she is horrified already. Already she's upset. So everybody ignores Lisa Vanderpump when she comes to the table. Not surprising. And Lisa Vanderpump immediately is thrown down by Lisa Rinna saying, you rewrote the truth. And then it just all went crazy and haywire from there.
I really didn't feel like this was like that crazy, this fight.
For Rinna, like, it was. Her head was spinning in every direction.
I just felt like the energy like wasn't there for me.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's sad to say. When Rinna and Eileen get worked up, I like don't take it seriously.
Because they're kind of a couple of pushovers at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like with them, like how far could it escalate? Like they're not, Eileen isn't going to get up and throw the glass.
They're the followers.
Well, right? Rinna's a glass thrower.
Yeah.
Well, I thought That's Eileen, true. I really enjoyed Eileen getting in there and being like, oh no, yeah. Sorry, I got to call you out, Lisa. Da-da-da. Like, I really enjoyed that. She got herself fired up and brought up the Hamptons thing again.
Here we go again.
Classic.
Well, Eileen got angry, but then they started talking about forgiveness. And it was like, okay, so are we done with this now? Are we done with this thing? But we know it is not going to be done until that last part of the reunion.
Yes.
That's not going anywhere. What else can we say here? Kyle Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Kyle mentions that everything, that, that discussion that they're having now all happened 5 months ago. And they played this, like, dramatic music. Like, that was, like, a big reveal or something. But I'm like, okay, I don't think that has anything to do with much, with time-wise. Lisa Vanderpump and Eileen, they're just, they went back to the asking the questions again. And then Catherine mentioned the same point that we already heard, that they're just two different types of people and they're probably not going to see eye to eye on this. So again, where do we stand? What is this note? What do we think at this point, guys?
I'm just ready for them to come home to Beverly Hills and to put all this to rest and to,
yes,
you know, fight about something that matters. Fight about something that we saw happen on camera.
You're never. I found it surprising that Vanderpump acted like she was, you know, like getting the vapors and wanted to run away. And they didn't let her, which I enjoyed. Like, Kyle was like, nope, you're going to sit here. We're going to talk this out, blah, blah, blah. But, like, this fight didn't escalate for me, which is why I thought the whole episode was blah. It's like, we all agreed there's probably, like, 30 minutes worth of stuff that could have been on the cutting room floor.
Yep.
And I don't, these fights, it was like, Rena tried. She tried, but she didn't stir it up as hard as she wanted to, I think. Like, I really don't think it got crazy to me.
Not too much. It wasn't
suspenseful to me.
Right. Erica kind of wraps everything up by saying that Lisa Rinna wants, she basically will never let it go if Lisa Vanderpump doesn't admit that she was wrong. So we stand at a stalemate. What can we say?
So she really is never going to let it go.
Maybe like the dinner will continue for a few minutes in the next episode. Because they kind of were still sitting at the table when we left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was having this conversation, I forgot with who, but it was like, this season could go on forever, or we could just wrap it up, because it's just a constant discussion about Yolanda's illness. Like, where does it go? You know, like, how much longer can we talk about who said what, and when they said it, and who's on Team Yolanda, and who's now feels that they were manipulated by Lisa Vanderpump? So it's like, where do we go with this? I'm enjoying this, the show, but it's like, you know, I think that it might be time to put this all to bed.
Tuck it in for the night.
Just for the season. Who knows? But in real life, nowadays, there's always something going on in the world of news and gossip, and Christy Olsen has all of that information for us.
Yeah, let's do it. News and gossip. So a big congratulations is in order.
TV news.
Yay! For Kim Richards' daughter, Brooke Wiederhorn. If you guys remember, she got married last season on the show. She announced on Easter via Instagram that she is pregnant with a baby boy. So congratulations to her.
Congratulations.
Yeah, since she was hanging out with Kim, and it was really cute. And speaking of who's doing what on this show and maybe who we need to see more or less of, there are season 7 talks happening already. And the reports are that Catherine is out. Not surprising. But reports also say that Kyle may be out. We've heard this before, actually, the last couple seasons. Yeah. They've said, you know, Kyle doesn't really have a storyline without Kim. So it looks like it'll either be the Richard sisters back together or no Kyle at all. Either way, the plan is to hire 2 new housewives. They want them kind of on the back burner just in case someone turns out to be a dud like Catherine did this season. And so that's pretty exciting. Will Mario Lopez's wife, Courtney, be joining the cast?
Interesting.
We have seen her behind the scenes a couple times, like she's standing around at the parties and stuff, but I actually asked Mario on the red carpet last week, and he said, oh, we don't need that drama. However, that's exactly what Lisa Rinna said to me like 2 years before she joined the cast, so stay tuned on that one. And just one more little thing, Lisa and Ken started the Vanderpump Dog Foundation. This is kind of an extension of what we saw them protesting against the festival, and they just want to help abused dogs here and abroad, although they say they are not animal rights activists, and they still happily serve meat at their restaurants. But, you know, they want to help the dogs.
Okay.
Kind of like how, you know, camel milk is so gross, but, you know, we're chugging cow juice all the time. Not we, because I don't, but...
Well, I can understand both sides, but it's kind of a tough spot to be in when you do own restaurants that serve that type of food, but...
I'm just saying, if she loves all animals so much, maybe, you know, maybe a vegan concept. It would go over very well in West Hollywood, just saying.
That's true.
That's all I got, folks.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. Well, then, let's look forward and predict.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, Lord, I don't know. Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle, it's just not going to go good on that boat. That's what I predict. I think that it's going to kind of open up some wounds, and I think everything will kind of end well because Kyle wants it to, and Lisa Vanderpump doesn't want any type of drama, it seems, with that. on that end because she doesn't want to implicate herself. So I think that it'll just rock the boat. Everyone will talk about it, but then really nothing will happen. That's my prediction.
True. Well, we kind of rushed through the next week on because we had to start watching Total Divas. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know if this actually happened, but I think that Yolanda is going to get back in the mix in this conversation and just shut Rinna down. Like, Yolanda's going to come and be like, okay, I was the topic of conversation. I'm saying this is this and this now, and it's over. Like, she's going to come in and shut it down.
She should.
She should.
She should take the power back. It's all about her. So yes. Bring it back and just shut her down, please, because it's getting too much.
Over it.
She doesn't have enough to do.
I did get to see really quickly Yolanda saying something to the effect of, like, they just get rid of them. No one wants a sick wife. Something to that effect. So I think we all of a sudden are going to see her split with her ex-husband David. So that will be quite enlightening, I hope. Mm-hmm. I hope we get the deets.
Finally something real.
Right. Well, if I remember correctly, it was right when the season was announced that it was going to start that divorce happened. So I think it might cross. I think we like might just miss it. Just the way the timelines, because I know when they shot those scenes with Kim and Brandy in the park, that was like August, September.
Okay.
So it was later, it was towards the end of 2015 that the divorce was announced.
Yeah, I think it was only 2 days before the season premiere.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the day of the premiere?
It was, well, because when we went to the premiere party, Megan, that was her first public appearance since the divorce. So the show was already like 1 week in at that point.
That was a Thursday and it had premiered on Tuesday.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're doing the math here, as you can tell. Interesting. Okay. Well, you know, you can always keep up with us on social media. And we have plenty of projects to promote. So, Christy, where can we find you and what are you doing?
Well, if you guys want to see that exclusive interview with Mario Lopez, you can check it out at ChristyReports.com. Please also subscribe to my YouTube channel at Christy Reports so you never miss any of those exclusives. I just want to give a shout out to Zia Marie, Jasmine Grace, Carlos Hernandez, everybody, Joseph Bose, everyone who's hanging out with us in the chat tonight. Yeah. We love to see you, and I will be heading to WrestleMania in Dallas this weekend, so make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram for all your behind-the-scenes stuff. Xanis Lemos. Everybody's here. We love it.
Hey guys, you can follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. I love chatting with you all. You guys are very involved this season. I like it. Please feel free to leave comments below and check out my YouTube channel, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, for bonus features from my iTunes podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That'll do it for us. We're out.
All right.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.